Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 13 to 15. Going back to the basics with genuine repentance. We read in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 19 to 21 like this. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Even the great prophet Jeremiah could miss God's way. Self-pity is forbidden because it accomplishes no good. Jeremiah was spiritually facing the wrong direction through self-pity, and it was necessary that he must voluntarily repent, after which God would restore him to his prophetic position as God's spokesman. Stand before means to serve, so we can infer that genuine repentance is necessary to serve God faithfully. The Hebrew term translated return can be rendered to repent. Therefore, the challenge implies more than a mere return to a former position. It indicates instead a new moral and spiritual direction of life. Jeremiah was faced with the option of either repentance for his doubting God's love and wisdom or dismissal from his prophetic office. The Lord teaches Jeremiah two important lessons about repentance. One, it is necessary and volitional. And number two, God must work this repentance. If Jeremiah will return to his work will continue to have divine authority. Only then will Jeremiah be restored to his prophetic task. Let us always remember that when we fail, God will confront us, but he will also encourage us. Rebuking Jeremiah for his doubt and self-pity, God told him to remain steadfast. God then restated the promises he made when he commissioned Jeremiah as a prophet. Though opposition would come, God promised to keep Jeremiah safe from his enemies. Sometimes God will take us back to the basics to remind us what he has promised us during his initial call into his ministry in order that we may repent and return back to him. For prophet Jeremiah too, God was taking him back to the basics to remind him what he had promised when he had initially called him into the ministry so that Jeremiah will genuinely repent and return back to his place in ministry. We read in Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 like this. For behold, I, that is God, have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against his princes, against his priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you.